Psalm 14, I'm going to read just verse number 1 today, and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. I'm thankful for the Word of God, thankful for the abiding Spirit of God living in our hearts, we that are saved today. Psalm 14, you will and able stand this morning. Psalm 14 and reading verse number 1. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the opportunity one more time to stand and to preach the Word of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a little while. Lord, you give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. I pray for unction, Lord, from the Spirit of God, that I might preach what you put upon my heart. Lord, I ask you to bind the opposing forces of the enemy. I ask you that your Word, your Spirit, have freedom to work in our hearts and change our lives. Oh, Lord, we ask you for that one that's lost in this place today. Oh, what a joy to see them run to you and be saved before it's everlasting too late. Lord, I pray now that you'd guard our lips. Help me to say exactly what you'd have me to and nothing that you do not want. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name. Name we pray, amen, and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look at that first sentence of this verse where the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I want to preach a few minutes, the Lord helping me on this subject of the person the Bible calls a fool. The person that the Bible calls a fool. Now, I'm very much aware I do not use the word loosely at any time, and I don't think you should either, but I want to say this. In a Bible context, we find out what God says about some people and their foolish ways. Now, I will look at two things this morning. I won't preach very long, but I want to preach what's on my heart. We're in a day that people are, quote, so intellectual. They have so much, quote, knowledge that the sad thing is they're ignorant about a lot of things. Amen. Hey, I want to say this for our young people. I know many of you are going to be graduating. Some are. We have some home from college right now. Don't you let a professor ever tell you or talk you out of believing in God. For they fit in this verse. Amen. You say you ought not say that. Well, that's what the Bible says. I'm a Bible preacher. Amen. We're going to preach what the Bible said. And the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Oh, friend, today I thought on this for several days. I will look first of all this morning. What does the word fool mean today? Really, what is the definition of a fool? Well, the word fool means this. It means silly. It means wicked. It means a vile person. To be perverse or depraved. It also means this. One who acts contrary to sound wisdom in his moral deportment. It also means one who follows his own inclinations, who prefers trifling and temporary pleasures to the service of God and eternal happiness. It also means to be thick-headed or a blockhead. That is a literal definition. I didn't even make that up. Amen. That's what the dictionary said about this word fool. Now, again, for the sake of these younger people, you don't use the word loose. Say amen right there. But as the Bible looks at it, we believe what the Bible says. Amen. Well, we see what it means. Well, I'm going to look here secondly for just a little while. At what will a fool do? What's the Bible says that a fool does? Well, first of all, in our text, a fool denies the existence of God. The Bible said the foolish said in his heart, there is no God. Now, when God says something one time, you ought to pay attention to it. But if he says something twice, you really need to listen up and take to heart. For the Lord says the same thing in Psalm 53 and verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. A man is a fool who denies the existence of the God of heaven. Amen. You say, I don't like that. Well, the world, I guarantee you don't, and the devil doesn't, but that's what God said. A fool denies the very existence of God. He is denying the reality of God and the revelation of God. Someone said, preacher, how do you know there's a God? Well, I can give you two things real quick before I move on. First of all, creation. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Hey, creation itself lets you know there is a creator. There is a God. Amen. Hey, you hear me. Hey, evolution's a lie. I won't say it again so you hear me real good. I said evolution's a lie. Now, here's what is mind-boggling, that sane people will let folk teach that to them and believe it. Amen. That teaching, that theory of evolution, and that is their theory. They can't even back it up. That's right. Oh, you preacher, you just not learned. You're not educated. Oh, I know enough. Amen. I may have been born in the night, but it wasn't last night. Amen. I believe that Bible. I look at it, creation. I thought about it this spring again. I'm mesmerized at God's handiwork. God who was not lonely, God who was not bored, has stepped out where there was nothing and said, let there be, and there was. Amen. It wasn't millions of years, but in six literal 24-hour days, God made it all. Amen. He spoke everything in, and then he grabbed him a handful of dust on the sixth day and made him a man and breathed in him and made him a living soul. Amen. Hey, by creation, I know there's a God. Don't tell me some explosion caused all this. You're showing your ignorance. Amen. You say that's too bold. Well, you won't leave scratching your head what I said. Amen. Hey, just by the very testimony of Scripture, he said that the heavens are showing his glory and the earth and all. Boy, it shows forth the mighty power of God today. Oh, friend, listen to me, by creation itself. Springtime, life coming back to what looked dead. Amen. I thought about this. It hit me riding to church this morning about just new life. Because that's what spring is, it's new life. And as sure as there's a springtime to bring new life, I'm glad for the soul there can be new life. Amen. That which is dead in trespass and sin, he can quicken it and give you new life. Amen. So creation lets us know that there is a God. But not only creation, but your conscience. Oh yeah. You was born with the knowledge of God in you. Amen. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, I'm going to believe the Bible. Because hear what the Bible said in Romans chapter 1 and begin in verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they knew God. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping thing. Wherefore, God also gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, unto dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Hey, the Bible said when they knew God, in your conscience, you know there's a God. Amen. Hey, that don't mean you're saved, but you do have a knowledge of God. Amen. You, hey, listen to me. A man has to go against his own conscience to say there's no God. Amen. That's why God said he's a fool. Amen. Now again, God said this. Now if you don't like the message, you don't like the what I'm reading out of this mouth, take it up with the author. Amen. Because the preacher's just saying what God said. Amen. And he said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Hey, you know there's a God. There is a void inside of every individual that only God can fill. That's right. Hey, all the dope you're going after is never going to fill that void. All the alcohol, all the perversion you can get in will never fill up that void on the inside of you. That's reserved for God. Amen. And only God can satisfy the soul. Man says in his conscience, I'm not going to believe in God. He sears his own conscience. Amen. Hey, understand this morning. It's a serious matter for you to begin to say there's no God. Very serious. So you're going to wind up, you ain't real careful, damning your own soul. Amen. Hey, right now you're still got a mind to think. But I'm going to tell you something. You look at this crowd that doesn't believe in God and their minds are warped. Now they accuse us, man, I appreciate Sunday school. I do. Appreciate what's said in Sunday school. How to train a child and things and mention about correcting a child. And they'll say, well, you'll warp a child. You'll warp a child if you don't tell them what the Bible says. Amen. They need to know what God said. But man is choosing to say there's no God. You had to make a conscious decision to not believe in God. Because inside of you know that you know there is a God. Amen. There's one true and living God, Jehovah, his name. Amen. Hey, friend, we find that the fool will deny the existence of God. Let me say this. He will also despise instruction. Amen. Now, look with me. Go in your Bible. Follow me. I want you to know I'm in the Bible. Proverbs chapter number 15. Proverbs chapter 15. We find that the fool despises instruction. He ain't going to hear it. The Bible said in Proverbs 15 and verse number 5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Then look down to verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Then in Proverbs 23 verse 9, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Now, you find me, show me a person that will not take instruction, and I'm going to tell you the Bible said they're a fool. Amen. There's none of us in this place know everything. I've not arrived. You've not arrived. Amen. I'm doing some good Bible preaching this morning. Amen. Hey, that is, you look at that crowd. You begin to reason with them, which is reasonable. Amen. And they get all upset. I don't believe that. You can't tell them anything. Amen. Hey, young people, be careful. Don't live the life of a fool by not listening to instruction. Amen. I want you to know something. Hey, when we know truth, it's very dangerous to sin against truth. That's right. Amen. Hey, we find that a fool will not. He despises being told what to do. Man, look at, oh yeah, dude, watch the news. watch the news and they interview this crowd. They won't accuse me of preaching hate. I ain't a preaching hate. I'm preaching the Bible. Amen. And the Bible's very plain. It really is. Everybody say, oh, all these gray areas. There ain't no gray areas. There's truth and there's untruth. That's right. And the truth will stand when the world burns up one day. Amen. But a fool, he despises somebody trying to instruct him in anything. That's why you got rebels in schools that disrupt the class. That's right. It's in their heart. That crowd on TV, you watch them at these protests. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad for our Constitution. I'm glad for all those things that give us our freedoms. And I'm glad for every freedom. I'm glad for the freedom of speech. I'm glad for the freedom to assemble. But hey, listen to something. That assembly means peace. It said peaceably. It didn't say you could go burn the city down and everybody say, oh, that's all right. They're expressing theirself. No. Them freedom we have in America, it said to peaceably assemble. You ought to read that thing once in a while. Amen. Hey, and they get on, and they're angry, and they're mad. There's nobody going to tell me what to do with my body. Amen. Well, the next time they interview that crowd for, quote, pro-choice, I'm going to let you get quiet. You ain't scared of me. Look, I'm a preaching right. Amen. They get up there and say, it's our body. We'll do what we want. Hey, wait a minute. That Bible's got something to say about all that. Amen. And what they're saying, we ain't going to listen to what nobody else has got to say. Amen. We're going to do what we want to do. The Bible said, a fool will not listen to instruction. A fool despises instruction. Amen. Hey, listen to me. I'm 47 years old. I've been saved 37 years now, but I'm still learning. And when someone comes to me and says, preacher, have you ever thought about something? I'm going to listen. I'm going to weigh it out. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Sometimes you might miss an angle at something. That's right. So it behooves us to have a teachable spirit. Amen. Hey, I'm still learning. Amen. As I read my Bible every day, I'm still learning. Amen. Hey, a fool will deny the existence of God. A fool despises instruction. Let me say this. Thirdly, a fool disgraces their family. That's right. Where you get that? Let's stay in the book of Proverbs a while. That'd be all right. Proverbs chapter number 10 and verse 1. Here's what the Bible says. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Over in chapter 17, in Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 21. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 21. The Bible said, he that beggeth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. Look down to verse 25, the same chapter. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. Chapter 19 and verse number 13 of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father. Hey, a fool brings a disgrace on his own family. Hey, man, you listen to me. We're in a day where sin is abounding. Yes, sir. It touches my home. It touches your home. It has absolutely got its handprint all over society. Amen. I've seen where an individual wouldn't take instruction and they were setting their way and their will, going to do as they want, live as they please, and they brought disgrace and shame on their family. I'm going to tell you something. When they got that individual in handcuffs and they're leading them into the jail and the camera crew's there, there's a family somewhere. Amen. And that family is ashamed. Are you hearing me? Hey, I know it is. Listen to me. I've seen Christian families bust up because one of them let sin in. Hello? And I've seen sin wreck at home. And I've seen the parents of the guilty one, hear me now, and meet them in public, and they didn't want to see nobody. They had their head bowed down. They'd break out in tears as soon as they saw somebody they knew. What happened? That foolish living. Amen. That foolish way of life has brought shame and reproach and a disgrace on the family. I don't want to disgrace my family. Hello? I don't want to disgrace my heavenly Father. Amen. Hey, I don't want to bring reproach to the cause of Christ. But he said a fool is a disgrace in their attitudes, in their action, in their anger. Man, I stand back in the last 10 to 20 years, I guess, last 10 in particular, and I'm just so awestruck, so just blown away as you see that crowd too, and the anger that's stored up in them. Have you noticed that? While they're burning them cars and stealing and breaking and, quote, just expressing how they don't like something going on in the country. All that anger that's built up in them. Attitudes, actions that are going, and it's disgracing their families. Amen. Hey, we find a fool. A fool denies the existence of God. A fool despises instruction. A fool disgraces their family. Let me say this as I'm closing this morning. A fool darkens their own heart. Look back at Romans 1 again with me. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 21 again. Look at this verse with me again. Read it a moment ago. Maybe you didn't catch this. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. And listen, and their foolish heart was darkened. I want you to hear me. I want everybody to look up here and you hear me good. You be careful. You be careful about searing your conscience. You be careful of causing your heart to become dark. Amen. Because when this crowd in Romans 1 did that, God gave them up and God gave them over. Hey, listen to me. There's more than the sodomite in Romans chapter 1. There's more than just them there. They're there. They're a part of that crowd. It's mentioned and it's covered. But I'm going to tell you something. You be careful about sinning against light. Amen. You see, sometimes as a pastor, God lays something like this on our heart. And I'm going to tell you, there is never a joy in preaching this. I'm cautious when I approach a text like this because I understand the weight of these texts. Amen. But understand this. I preach and there'll be individuals get upset, get mad. I ain't going back there. Why? I ain't like what you preached. Well, I'm going to tell you this. God keep helping me as he's helping me to the day of judgment. I'm going to keep preaching that Bible. Amen? And what you're upset with is not the preacher. No. You're upset at what's being preached, the Bible. Amen? We've been given the Bible. That's what we are. We're Bible believers here. Amen. Hey, the world don't like it. See, you know something? I'm live on the internet this morning. It'll be uploaded in a few days as well. This message will. And you know what? I'm not afraid of anybody out yonder watching or listening what I got to say. Not worried about why. I'm not being ugly. Amen. I'm preaching Bible. I'm using biblical terms. Hey, preacher boys, you'll never get in trouble just preaching that Bible. Use biblical terms. I ain't going to use slang. You know, some moment ago I mentioned, I said the word sodomite, that's a biblical term. I'm not going to call them all them other words. Don't do it. Amen. I'm going to use that Bible word. Amen. See, I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody here or by internet or by watching or listening later on. I don't hate anybody. But I'm warning you from the Bible what's ahead of you if you keep going like you're going. Amen. Hey, my heart desire, and Brother Tim mentioned this morning, others have prayed that God would get a hold of a sinner and convict them and they'd run to Christ and be saved. That's our intent for the day. Amen. We don't want you to keep going the way you go. We want to see you get right with God and God turn your life around and God change your life. That's what we want to see. We ain't against you. We're just declaring the truth of this Bible. Amen. And he said, the fool said in his heart, there's no God. A fool denies the existence of God. A fool will despise instruction. A fool disgraces his family. A fool darkens his own heart. You say, preacher, I've got somebody in my life, they're hard. I understand. I got them that way in my family. I saw my own mom this week. God touched her heart to witness to one of a family member and went to them in a heart of love and kindness, and they still don't like it, and they still don't like her, and they don't want to hear it. What's happening? They are darkening their heart. They are searing their own conscience. Amen. That's why we have the type of murders that we see in America. It's because right there, as that Bible said, they darkened their own heart. How can a man live with himself? Chaining people up, murdering people, cutting people up. Hello? How's all this going on? Men and women of this country are darkening their own heart. And there will come a time you'll darken it so much, God will just finish it out. Somebody said, well, I'm worried that I've done that. You ain't done that. As long as you're thinking like it, you ain't done that. Don't tell me preacher, I've gone across God's debt. No, you've not. You wouldn't be sitting on that pew. You wouldn't be watching by internet had you done that. Because when a person does that, they ain't going to have nothing to do with us no more. You couldn't get them in here with a bribe. Amen. I'm trying to help us. Man, there's a lot of foolishness getting preached in this country. Amen. Yeah, they are Baptists preaching foolishness and preaching hatred. I agree with that. But it ain't here. Amen. Hey, we need to understand that we need to let the Word of God so transform us that our hearts stay tender to the touch of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, that's why I beg you, if you're lost here today, don't you keep telling God no. You don't know when the last time is he's going to ever come by. Amen. See, God's Spirit ain't always going to strive with man. He didn't in Noah's day, and he ain't in this day. Amen. God in Romans 1 talked about giving up and giving over. Hey, that's serious. That's sad, but that's serious. You don't want to do that, my friend. You want to be right with God. Don't play the fool. Don't die as the fool. Amen. I read in the Bible where men, hey, it was said, they died as a fool. Man, I wouldn't want that to be said about me. Would you like to be said that way about you? I pray not. Hey, I want to die as a child of God. as a child of God ought to die. That's how I want to die. If I ain't going to get it, go out in the rapture and miss death, if I've got to go by the way of the grave, I want to die like a real child of God. Amen. Won't be living right. That when I die, folk ain't going to say, well, I hope he made it. Oh, he made that profession back there, but, you know, well, God knows. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't much hope for a family leaving that life there. But I'm going to tell you something. If you get right with God and you live right to that last breath you draw, that family going to be able to look when that preacher walks in the room, though they're brokenhearted, whenever they're able to catch their breath and hold some tears, they're going to say, I know where they at. That's right. Hey, in my heart, I know where they went. Amen. That's what you can leave your family, and that's what you should leave your family. Amen. May the Lord help us today in applying truth. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for allowing me to preach the word. Thank you for giving liberty. Oh, Lord, I'm glad your word is forever settled in heaven. Lord, it'll never return void. Lord, it could be that this message has been preached for one of these young people that are going to face a professor or a friend at school. Lord, going to try to talk them away from the Bible and away from the church. But Lord, it's been preached and gotten their heart today. And when that temptation comes, the Holy Ghost going to bring us back and remind them, you don't want to go that way. Oh, Lord, help us in doing thy will and doing thy bidding. And everything you do, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Trying my best to preach what God gave me today. Unusual message, I know that. And may not be a lot of hard response, but it could be folk are burdened about family members, or maybe it could be someone lost here today that the Holy Ghost has reproved you. He's convicted you. You know you're a sinner. You know God's righteous and holy, and you're headed for a judgment day, and there's a lake of fire lying ahead of you. Oh, won't you be saved today? Child of God, you've gone cold in your heart. You're dabbling with sin. Could I beg you to repent, get back in fellowship with God? Do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Could be. You're burdened about a family member, somebody at work, that you're seeing what I read and preached to you today in their life. They came to your mind while you was hearing the scripture read, and you said, boy, that does describe them. Can I urge you and beg you to really pray for them? Really begin to cry out to God? Take that opportunity as God would give you to witness to them again. Don't give up on them. Let them know, do they leave this world, somebody cares. Somebody's a praying.